Good morning and welcome to the Palm Coast Code Enforcement Board meeting for Wednesday, August 2nd, 2017. We'll call a meeting to order. Please make sure that all your pagers and your cell phones are off during the meeting. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yvonne, could we have the roll call, please?
Mr. Carruth?
Here.
Mr. Lapadula?
Here.
Mr. Roberts?
Here.
Mr. Copeland?
Here.
Mr. Mugford?
Here.
Ms. Mascherone?
Present.
Ms. Medley?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes of the July 5th, 2017 meeting minutes?
Motion made.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So moved. Are there any disclosures of ex parte communications? If not, we'll have swearing in of staff. If you're going to be speaking today, please stand and be sworn in.
If you think you might be speaking. Do you and each of you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to present shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. The withdrawn cases and continued cases are listed on the screens. Those are the cases that will not be heard today. Our first case this morning will be AI 35. Case number 20170401087, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Alan L. and Carolyn Crosby and Tasha L. Davis, 89 Princeton Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle in a residential district.
Good morning. The respondents are present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite warrant proving proper service along with numerous photos. These photos depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 25th day of July 2015, a notice was issued, and upon reinspection, a violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 28th day of July 2016, a notice was issued, and upon reinspection, a violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice was issued on the 21st day of April 2017 at 2:48, giving 15 minutes to comply. Reinspected on the 21st of April 2017 at 3:05, and a property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this and all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 24th day of April 2017, and a violation has been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, and administrative cost of $53.50.
Is Alan L., Carolyn Crosby, or Tasha Davis present?
Alan, here.
Please state your name and your address, sir.
Alan Crosby, 89 Princeton Lane, Palm Coast, Florida.
Okay, and what do you have to say in reference to this violation, sir?
My business is in the state of Maryland. I come down here four times a year, and I drop stuff off at my house. Then I drop an order off at Holly Hill, Florida, one in Jacksonville, and then I come back to the house, and the next day I leave. The truck is never there more than 3 days. And when I had Maryland tags on that truck parked there 3 years and never got a citation. But as soon as I changed over to Florida tags, I started getting citations. And if you want to talk about commercial vehicles, if this is the gentleman, he should ride around that neighborhood and look at all these cars with Century 21 and Remax and Geico. They are all advertising like that. It's a commercial vehicle, and they should tag them also.
Okay. You have corrected the problem according to the code enforcement officer?
I come down here four times a year. And if I stay more than three, 4 days, that truck is at Saxton's Automotive up in Bunnell. I park it in their yard.
Do you understand what the code is, sir?
No, nobody never told me what the code was.
Okay. You want to go on the internet
that,
or you want to go to
if
the...
If it's that way, it's something should be posted. No commercial vehicles.
Okay. You want to go on the internet and look up the city code for commercial vehicles, or you want, while you're here today, go next door when you leave here and ask them for the code in reference to the commercial vehicles and parking of a commercial vehicle? And bring yourself up to par, because they aren't supposed to be parked there. You have now corrected it, which is what we're looking for. Are there any other further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept a motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no-fine order with administrative costs in the amount of $53.50. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, sir. Our next case is AI 29. Case number 20170417074, City of Palm Coast versus John and Doreen Lozano, 241 Pine Grove Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a trailer in a residential district.
For the record, the respondent is present, Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one, grouping copper service, along with numerous photos. These photos depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 13th day of October 2015. This violation was corrected. The repeat notice of violation was written on the 21st day of April 2017, giving 0 days to comply. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above-cited code for the period of April 21st, 2017 to April 23rd, 2017. A recheck of the property was conducted for code board on the 25th of April, 2017, and a violation has been corrected. This is the first repeat. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Complied, repeat violation D, requesting a fine of $100 a day for 3 days in violation for a total of $300 plus administrative costs of $69.50.
Is John or Doreen Lozano present?
John Lozano.
Come forward, state your name and your address.
John Lozano, 241 Pine Grove Drive.
Okay. And what do you have to say in reference to this violation, sir?
Well, the trailer was parked there, and I'll deny it. That's there. I actually had the trailer vandalized that time that the trailer was sitting there, so I was looking for storage, and I got a case number and everything from the sheriff. So as soon as I found storage, I removed the trailer. I mean, I was trying to secure my, you know, that's my living, so I need to secure it and make sure everything's all right. So that's the closest place to, you know, to happen at home.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Also, can I say one more thing? I'm in the event rental, and I have a license to do the business at my home, and I have inventory at my home. So at times, there's going to be a trailer at my house. I need to load and unload stuff. So that's why, you know, here and there, you'll find a trailer, you know, parked in the driveway. I mean, that's where I feed my family, so.
Okay, you, again, as I said in the previous case, yeah. Sir, you want to look at what the code
is?
Yeah,
I understand.
Code says no commercial vehicles in a residential district.
I understand. But I'm not parking stuff there to sit there for days. Loading, unloading, and going to the job, come back. Sometimes it might happen overnight because I come home late from an event. So instead of going to storage, I just go straight to the house, and then in the morning early, I leave and go park it. But this particular one right here, like I said, I have a case number. They slashed my tires at the storage place. That's why it was parked there. And I understand it's not the proper place to park it, but I was protecting my, you know, my assets.
No questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Move to accept the city's recommendation with a reduction of the fine of $100.
Second.
Is that a total?
Total $100, plus...
plus administrative costs.
Yes.
Okay, I have a motion on the floor to reduce the fine to a total of $100 and administrative costs in the amount of $69.50, and I have a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered. All right, sir. Thank you very much. Our next case is AI 16. This case number 20170504-07. It's a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Jane and James Harris, 61 Fulcroft Lane, Palm Coast Code, Section 44-34D2, parking of a boat.
Good morning. For the record, the respondents present. Code Officer Rich for the City of Palm Coast. Entering into evidence the city's composite providing proper service along with photographs. These photographs taken depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation for the same code. That order was signed on the 8th day of February 2016. This violation was corrected. The repeat notice of violation was issued on the 9th day of May 2017, given 0 days to comply. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code for the period of May 9, 2017 to May 10, 2017, in compliance on May 10, 2017. Recheck of the property was conducted on a code board on May 10, 2017. The violation has been corrected. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion D, compiled repeat violation, requesting a fine of $100 a day for 1 day in violation, a total of $100. And administrative cost of $69.50.
Is Jane or James Harris present?
Yes.
Come forward, state your name and your address, sir.
Hi, James Harris, 61 Fulcroft.
And what do you have to say in reference to this violation, sir?
Obviously it's there. I have no problem. I boat every weekend. I live in a water-based community pretty much around the water here. I work hard all week. I bring my boat home on the weekend on a Friday, go out boating on a Saturday, come back and return it to the storage yard on a Sunday. On that particular thing, I brought my boat home, I think it was a Wednesday, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. I had a broken axle, so I'd ordered a part, replaced it in my driveway, and corrected it and moved it away from the premises. I do this every weekend. It comes there Friday. I don't keep it more than 3 days or try not to unless something happens to the trailer. I've even called the office, the building department, or the code enforcement to say, hey, I got an issue with my trailer. It's going to be a few days longer. So I try to stay in compliance, but if, you know, it is what it is. I can't deny it.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept a motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a $100 fine for 1 day in violation and administrative costs in the amount of $61.50. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed?
It's $69.50.
It's $69.
All right, sir, thank you.
$69.50.
I like the 63 better. Thank you. Where do I go pay that at?
You'll get an invoice in the mail.
In the mail? Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Our next case is AI 24. Case number 20170407-20, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Deserno and Berget Zuzume. 34 Reimer Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-33B, parking in a swale between 1 and 6 a.m.
For the record, the respondents are present. I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast.
I'm entering in evidence the city's composite proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was written on the 13th day of April 2017 and given one day to comply. A reinspection on the 27th day of April 2017 and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases. I also had reinspections on 5/4/2017, 6/1/2017, 6/15/2017, 6/29/2017. And in all cases, the vehicle was still in violation. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 27th day of July 2017, and the violation has been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion A, no fine standing order, plus an administrative cost of $5,350 to the city.
Dazinor or Brigitte Prezume, present, come forward, please. Please state your name and your address.
Brigitte Prezume, Tully-Fourvoy, Malin.
And what do you have to say in reference to this violation, ma'am?
I wake in 5 o'clock every day in the morning. I leave my house 4:30 every day. I work in, that's my schedule. My husband work on a golf. He leave house every 5:30 he leave. But last time I received a paper, because my husband park in a grass, he don't want to park behind me because I leave before him. I leave at 4:45, 4:40, I really leave. But I don't know where I'm supposed to park. I park in front of my grass. And find my house and my grass. I don't park to nobody's side. I don't know why it's difficult. I want to know if I can park on my side of grass in the morning.
I'm sorry about that. Yeah, so she's trying to say it's more of a with this whole issue and the recurrence of a misunderstanding. My parents received the notice, but I don't think they fully comprehended it just because English isn't their first language. I noticed that you guys sent the first notice and was it May? The first notice?
Sure.
April.
Oh, April? Okay. So I was in Jersey at that time. I'm a medical scribe. I take notes for medical doctors. So if I would have seen them, I kind of explained to them, like, what the process was. But now that I'm back, I kind of told them, like, you can't park on the side just because it's, like, risk purposes. If someone's driving, they can hit your car. And now that I've explained it to my dad, he's kind of corrected it. So I guess there's nothing left to be said.
This has been corrected.
Yes, it has been corrected. After I posted the notes here, it's corrected.
Yeah, I explained it.
The next step,
yeah.
I posted the hearing.
Oh, can I say one thing? I guess maybe for future references, just because the state of Florida has about 1 million Haitians in the state of Florida, if you guys do notice it, just like how you guys put, like, a translation in Spanish, you guys can maybe consider putting a Creole or a French translation. That way, we can alleviate the whole issue from the beginning.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion. We accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no-fine order and administrative cost in the amount of $5,350. All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? So ordered. Thank you.
Thank you.
That'll be the day. Our next case is AI 2 and 3. We'll handle 2 first. Case number 201705915, a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Frank and Teresa Porta and Dave Ward. 6 Rolls-Royce Court South, Palm Coast, Code Section 15-114A, rubbish, trash, and garbage.
Good morning. The respondents are present. Code Enforcement Officer Joe Festa for the City of Palm Coast. entering into evidence City Composite 1, proving proper service along with photographs. These photos taken depict the conditions on the dates as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code. That order was signed on the 11th day of April 2017. The violation was corrected. The repeat notice of violation was written on the 15th day of May 2017, giving 0 days to comply. Fine until in compliance. Repeat number one. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code for the period of from May 15, 2017 to May 16, 2017, in compliance on 16 May 2017. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on May 16, 2017, and a violation has been corrected. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion D, complied repeat violation, requesting a fine of $50 a day for 1 day for a total of $50 plus administrative costs of $69.50.
Ms. Frank or Teresa Porta or David Ward, present. Please come up and state your name and your address, sir.
David Ward, 6 Rose Royce Court, South. Obviously, I didn't throw the garbage on the ground like that. That's the raccoons. They get it. And I tried moving the garbage to the other side, then birds got it. I just can't keep up with every morning when I get to work when I'm running late to pick up the trash. I pick it up as fast as I can. Several times when I get these notices on my door, I walk every single night. I walk up and down the block. I see it every other place, and I don't see these things on the door. I've also seen one of these on my door that my trash was visible one time, and I walked around, and within 2 houses away, there was another one visible. So I don't understand why he keeps coming to my address and putting these on my door when I see 3 houses away the same day his trash was knocked over, and there wasn't one of these on his door. That's not, you know what I'm saying, it's not my fault that the raccoons knock it over. I got it probably by a better garbage can. Every time I buy a better garbage can, the garbage men decide to just take the whole thing, throw it in the garbage. I don't get the tops back. I mean, there's just been a million reasons why it's been like that. I mean, it's not, I don't mean to leave it like that, believe it.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept a motion.
Move to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, so ordered. All right, we've got one other case at your address, sir. Our next case is AI3, case number 20170509188. Also a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Frank and Teresa Porta and David Ward, 6 Rolls-Royce Court South, Palm Coast Code Section 41-11A, trash containers.
Yeah, it's basically the same exact case. One was for the trash, one was for the trash cans. This picture you're looking at, this was taken on a Monday. Trash in that area gets picked up on Friday. So that was probably there from Friday to Monday, because the next day, the 16th, is the day that trash gets picked up and came in compliance on the 16th, which was a trash.
Same case, correct?
What's the city's recommendation?
Yes. Same thing. Motion D, complied repeat violation, a fine of $50 a day for the 1 day, and administrative costs of $69.50 to the city.
Now, Mr. Ward, do you have?
I don't understand how you have 2 cases with the same thing. With that's the 15th, that's the 16th, he's saying, so. That's what that says, right? Same one day apart, so how come wasn't all in one?
It's 2 violations. One is for the trash cans being left out, and the other one is for the trash on the ground. That's why there's 2 different cases. They're 2 separate violations.
2 separate violations? You were there on 2 separate days? Or was those
no, the same day. In other words, your trash was on Friday.
Did you look at any other houses on
yes,
the block, and you didn't see any garbage cans that 2 houses away?
Not just laying in the swale like yours.
I'm saying leaving the trash cans out.
No.
You didn't see no trash cans. I got 17 pictures of it. I don't have them on me today.
Okay. Sir.
He's harassing me. He's harassing me.
Think about this violation.
Right. He's harassing me. I know what he's doing.
What was that?
He's harassing me. I know what he's doing. I see other cans at the same time, and there's none of these on his door. Nobody's doing it. Nobody's got it.
Are there any questions from the board members in reference to this case? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, so ordered, sir. Thank you. Our next case will be AI 31. Case number 201704030303, a recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Caroline DeSorno and James A. St. Pierre, 3 Potterville Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108H, inoperable vehicle.
For the record, the respondent is present, Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with numerous photos. These photos depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 21st day of May 2014, a notice was issued, and upon reinspection, a violation was corrected, and the case was closed. On the 22nd day of July 2014, a notice was issued, upon reinspection, a violation was corrected, and the case was closed. On the 14th day of January 2016, a notice was issued, upon reinspection, a violation was corrected, and the case was closed. On the 23rd day of June 2016, a notice was issued. Upon reinspection, a violation was corrected, and the case was closed. The current notice was issued on the 6th day of April 2017 at 10:43, giving 15 minutes to comply. Reinspected on the 6th of April 2017 at 11:28, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this in all cases. Subsequent rechecks were conducted on 4/10. At that time, I spoke to somebody at the residence, and I gave him an extension of 7 days. Checked it again. 4/22 was still in violation. 5/20 was still in violation. The final recheck was conducted before Code Board on the 20th day of June 2017, and the violation has been corrected. This is the fifth notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing, order recurring, and administrative cost of $53.50.
Is Caroline DeSorno or James A. St. Pierre present? Come forward. State your name and your address, please.
Hi, I'm Patricia DeSorno Griffin. I live at 30 Claridge Court North. I'm the daughter of Caroline DeSorno, who is deceased. So this is my niece who lives in this residence. So I don't know.
So it's really difficult to get rid of cars when you don't have the titles to them. My mother lived in this house. She passed away. I had her vehicle I didn't have a title to. Sister's car I didn't have a title to, which was the Cabrio. I called a bunch of places. What can I do? Derelict vehicle, all this stuff. In the state of Florida, they won't just come and take it. So I had to pay for all of these cars to get moved, and it's very expensive. There are no cars in the driveway now. It's just to get rid of. I had 5 cars to get rid of.
You had to get rid of the caravan, which was her mom's, who was deceased.
Yeah, I had.
Then the other shot was of the Cabrio, which was her sister's.
Which I don't talk to, so I...
Again, we had to wait for the title to get rid of it. Her sister lives out of state. Everything they just, like, dumped on her.
I take care of the house now that my mother's gone. And I've never taken care of a house before, and I didn't know all these rules. It's corrected now, and I know the rules now.
There's nothing in the driveway now. The Jeep, which is her vehicle, is inoperable. It's in the garage. The white vehicle was her ex-boyfriend. It's gone. We got rid of it. And
so now that the boyfriend's gone, it's not going to happen anymore?
No.
Well, that's his car.
He left it there.
He just left it.
He left it. With no tires. He just left it there.
Yeah, we didn't know what to do with it, you know.
So it was...
The point being that...
All the cars are gone.
5 times it's been recurring, and you've now saying that you've taken care of it.
She has.
And the code enforcement officer is standing behind you, and he said that it has been corrected. You'd like to keep it.
Yes.
Yes.
Excuse me. Like
questions from the board.
Like
members.
It's ugly.
We weren't happy about it, guys.
Oh, Allison Ibrahim, 3 Potterville Lane.
Spell your last name for me, please.
Ibrahim.
Thank you.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no-fine order and administrative costs in the amount of $5,350. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, so ordered.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our next case is AI-8. Case number 201703461, the City of Palm Coast versus John Barrett, 44 Cooper Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-1-FVC-105.1, no permit for a structure.
Good morning. For the record, respondent is present, Code Officer Mike Haddon for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering evidence to series composite one, proving proper service along with photos to show the conditions and the date and time is indicated. And the facts of the case as follows. Current warning notice was written on the 9th day of March 2017, giving 10 days to comply. We inspected on the 28th day of April 2017, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this case. Recheck of the property is conducted before code board on the 30th day of July 2017, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for this violation on this property and property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence in this case, this is requesting the board impose the following. Motion C, a fine violation order recommending giving 5 days to comply or a fine of $50 per day, and administrative cost of $69 to the city.
John Barrett, present?
I am.
Forward, state your name and your address.
John Barrett, 44 Cooper Lane.
What do you have to say in reference to this violation, sir?
I don't know what I'm in violation of. When I first put that swing set up, I came down to the zoning thing, and they said they did not need a permit for a swing set. And later on, when they did come back out, he said he was unsure if they did or not. And I went down a few days ago again, and they said they do not need a permit for a swing set. So where am I in violation? What have I done?
Well, it says you didn't pull a permit for a structure.
Okay, this is not a structure. This is a manufactured swing set. I have the original, well, not the original paperwork, but the paperwork that it is a original. Okay, where is it? This is part of two swing sets.
Bring it to the attorney.
There are platforms. There are roofs. They come with tubes, which I have not put the tube up yet on that. And there's also a slide that goes with that. I bought that set in Tampa, and it was in Georgetown for about 5 or 6 years. And we brought it over when we came over to Palm Coast. My wife is here. She will attest to that. Little Mikey there has swung on this swing set since he was a child, along with her other son, who is now, what is he? 10.
Mr. Chairman, the city's would ask the Mr. Ricky Lee, the building official, to provide some factual basis legal under the Florida Building Code to help clear up this misunderstanding.
Come forward, please.
Set swing sets, and what was alluded to us was it was a swing set, something you could buy from Walmart, like metal pipes or even the wood that you can buy and put up freestanding. That's not what this is. This is a structure. You look, they're 2x8 structures that go to the trees. Three. You can see the end of it right here. That is made out of wood, bolted. That is handmade. That is not.
If you look on there, that's how it's bolted together.
I'm not going to argue with you up here, sir. I'm here to talk to them right now.
Okay.
You can see where the end of this is connected to one of the trees. Could you please go to the next one? You can see that it is all connected to the trees. We've got deals with tree permits that this could be in a violation with the arborist that we have and landscape architect. But under the auspices of the building code, this is hand-framed. It is built out of wood, and it is a structure. This is not something that you would buy. There was a picture, I believe, this is Chris Manhattan's.
Oh, the treehouse had it.
These pictures that were provided when they were asked about permit. Do y'all have those?
Yes.
Similar to that, yes. We do have that. Can you submit that, please?
This would not need a permit. This is something that you would buy out of a box from Lowe's, Home Depot, Walmart. You would put it together with a screwdriver, a couple pair of pliers, and set it out in your backyard. That is all built, hand-built, with 2x8 frames and all. That's not considered a kit. That is considered all hand-built, which has had permits for structural.
Okay. Now, in relation to what he said, I had Mr. Hayden out there. None of that is connected to a tree. I actually shook it for him and showed him that it was not connected to a tree. That is a manufactured set. If you look at those steps right there, that is a manufactured set. That is not handmade. And yes, a lot of it is bolted together, okay? And if you look on those pictures, you will see that there are bolts in there. I would not put anything together with screws out there for my child to play on. There is the top rail there where the little basketball set thing is a monkey bar set. The bottom section there is the bottom frame of one of those sets right there. And she will tell you that I bought that set because we went and picked it up.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Where the stairs go to, is that a platform?
Yes, it is.
And those stairs, he's also in violation of guardrails, chapter 10 of our building code.
They don't have guardrails on that set. That's the way it came.
The Florida building code demands that anything that is 30 inches or higher above ground is required by state law to have guardrails. 42 inches to 36 inch guardrails, 4 inch spacing, so a child's head cannot get caught into it or fall and hurt itself.
This is getting ridiculous.
I have a question.
Barbara, you had some pictures back there. Does it show a size of a footprint of a boxed swing set? Does it show it to be 12 by 8, 12 by 4, whatever, something that...
They're roughly 4 by 4 and 4 by 6, okay? That's roughly the size that they are.
Okay. And the size of that deck that you have there, sir, is...
About 4 by... I think that one's 4 by 6 because that was out of the bigger set. It's, you know, I don't know exactly, but yeah, if you look at the steps, those steps are about that wide. And so twice that is probably 4 foot.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm to that the testimony you're about to present is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. May I approach?
Yep.
These are what was submitted yesterday. Staff from the zoning department brought them over to me. As to what the submission was is what's existing out there. And as you can see, the pictures are actual what's existing.
I'm sorry, I did not hear what you said.
What you submitted yesterday to the zoning department, I'm giving them right now.
Okay. Which is what I gave them.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. No, I couldn't.
I can be right here.
Okay. Well, I couldn't understand that because
this is
really getting ridiculous for a manufactured swing set. I mean,
please be reminded this is not the first type of permit required.
Yeah, and I tried to get a permit for it, and they said I didn't need one.
We're reviewing the pictures. If we could just be patient here.
Could we advance the photo to where those boards are right next to that tree behind that rope swing? I think there's another photo.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
No, I'm asking him to advance the photo. Thank you, sir.
Okay, now, in relation to what she just said,
Keep going.
Look at that straight-up post on the inside there. That's what supports that swing set. And that's the same post that you see in those pictures there.
caps on it. I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention to the... Which, no, I think it's back further.
Okay, right there.
It's back further?
Yes.
No.
Where that arrow is, you see that post? That's what supports that swing set.
Okay, so on... And I just want to make sure. I'm not looking at this this cross beam going across. You say it's not attached to the tree.
No.
So this other tree that veers off to the left...
Yes.
Is that piece of board, is that not attached to the tree?
Which piece of board are we talking about?
There's one right there.
Yeah, that's a step I put for Mikey to get up onto the platform from there, okay?
So I just want to make sure I understand this. If this structure would have been built as pictured here, we wouldn't be here. But it's modified. This has essentially been used, but modified. And if you look at this picture, sir, where these stairs are going up, there are guardrails on this, exactly as this gentleman said. Sure, these are what you gave me, what you gave us. You see those stairs going up? When they get to that platform, there's guardrails there, and there's a reason
no,
for that.
No, there's no guardrails
sir,
here on this.
Sir, that those steps going up to this little platform where the slide comes
there's
down?
No guardrails.
Right there.
They're up there.
Right, because they're off the ground.
That's the second level.
Because it is off the ground a certain amount. My point is, had you built this structure exactly like this, gone to your backyard, put it in a footprint like this, and built it exactly like this, there wouldn't have been a permit required. But that's not what you did. And
no,
that's,
ma'am, that is incorrect. You can build that set. They give you many different ways to build that set. You can put the angles off any direction that you want on the four corners. You can turn it any way you want. You can put the stairs any way you want. They give you a diagram, and you can build it any way that you want to. Here's what y'all are mad about, okay? The fact that the platform fit inside that tree, that's a three-tree area there, and that platform fit exactly in there. So I set it in there, and then I connected the whole thing together. Okay, that's what you're mad about is the tree. And I don't know what the problem with the tree is. It worked out real well for Mikey because he has a place to play. You want to tell that little boy that you're going to make him tear down his swing set? Is that really what Palm Coast is about? Because that's what you're doing right here. This is getting a little ridiculous,
Mr. Chairman.
People. This is a swing set for a child.
Mr. Chairman.
And you're making a federal case out of it.
Sir, we're here to determine if there's a violation or not.
I understand that, and I'm telling you it's a manufactured swing set. You have the paperwork there. My wife will swear to that. That little child will tell you how many years he's played on it in Georgetown.
Mr. Chairman, city's position that... the only thing that needs to be done for compliance is this gentleman just needs to go in and get a permit. He tried to do it before, and it's been clarified now that is a process that needs to be done because of the testimony of the expert witness supplied by the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
I have one question. Okay, we're asking him to get a permit. I understand that. So once he gets a permit, is this going to be inspected? To make
that's
sure that
the,
everything else is
process.
In compliance?
Okay. Yes.
Now, I...
Hold on a second. Explain your question.
Well, this gentleman right here, and I'm sorry, I'm bad with names. Thank you. He's already indicated that a platform so far off the ground has to have guard railings.
That's part of the permitting process.
Okay.
It'll be when you go in to get the permit as an SOP, standard operating procedure, then usually it's done before you build it. They'll tell you what the permit will allow. There's an application. It says this is what I'm going to build. That's permitted, and then there's an inspection after it's built to make sure that it was built consistent with the permit.
Okay.
The reason for a permit. In my estimation, why you're saying a permit is being required is because this swing set, as it was engineered, packaged, et cetera, has now been modified. And the modification has taken in other realms that were not in a standard boxed swing set?
Correct.
Okay.
If you have just a swing set, like what that is, and you build instructions of what that is, it's not required. This is not just a swing set. If you notice, there are many different colors of wood in here. Various forms of new to old and sizes. There's looks like a ladder, standard wood ladder. Possibly not part of the original swing set right there at the top edge where he's pointing. There's life safety issues with this, and then health issues, and also wind legs.
Is that
really
one?
All of that,
which is
there's a structure that is done past the preset. It requires a permit. It's the same with your sheds. You can buy a shed pre-made out of the box, you know, like Sears, little metal shed. It'll require a building permit.
And is this one platform on top of a palmetto stump?
No, that is a palmetto stump that I put a piece of plywood. They sit out and have lunch on the piece of plywood. I mean, my God, are you people really that silly in this town?
Sir, I was asking a question.
I understand that, but that's not a platform. It's a tabletop for the kids to have some fun.
All right. Are there any further questions from
now,
the board members?
Before you do that, sir, I have one other request. I should not have any fines, and I should not have any administrative costs on this because I tried to do everything the right way in the first place. 6 months ago when I put this up, I tried to get a permit, and they told me it wasn't required. And then when I tried to get a permit again, they told me it wasn't required. And now you're dragging me in here for all of this stuff. I don't feel that any fines or administrative costs are necessary at this point. I've been trying to comply with this all along.
We'll make that determination.
I understand that, but I at least get my right to say.
Do I hear a motion?
Move to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, so ordered. All right, sir. Thank you.
What is the city's recommendation?
5 days.
You've got 5 days to pull it down.
To what?
You've got 5 days to pull a permit or pay $50 per day until the permit is pulled.
How do I pull a permit when they won't give me one?
They go to a building.
And administrative costs in the amount of $69.
$69.50.
Thank you, sir.
People are ridiculous, beyond ridiculous.
Our next case will be AI 1, case number 20170-11174. It's a Massey case. The City of Palm Coast versus Villaine Sanat, 13 Richmond Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 17-39A, Residential Rental Program.
The respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer Joe Festa for the City of Palm Coast. Minting into evidence, City Composite 1 for improper service, and a copy of the original board order along with photographs. The case was heard on the 3rd day of May 2017. The order was signed on the 10th day of May 2017, giving 10 days to comply or a fine of $25 per day until property comes into compliance. The property is currently still in violation. Property was in violation from May 22, 2017 to August 1, 2017, a total of 72 days at $25 a day for a total fine of $1,800. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Massive motion G, still in violation, with the fine to continue until the property is in compliance, plus administrative cost of $69.50.
And what is the fine per day?
$25.
$25. Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, so ordered. Our next case is AI 5, case number 20170-50841, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Gregory and Janet Marr, 9 Chelsea Court, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle in a residential district.
For the record, response not present. Code Officer Mike Haddon for the City of Palm Coast. I'm adding evidence to composite one proving proper service along with photo to show the condition of the time is indicated. Facts the case as follows. 9th day of January 2016, notice of violation is written. Upon reinspection, that violation is corrected and the case is closed. 21st day of March 2016, a notice of violation was written. Upon reinspection, that violation was corrected and the case is closed. Current notice of violation is written on the 17th day of May 2017, giving 15 minutes to comply. Reinspected later that day on the 17th, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this case and all cases. Recheck of the property is conducted for code board on the 22nd day of May 2017. The violation has been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation in property owner. Based upon testimony of Ms. Smith's case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion A, no fine standing order. Administrative cost of $53.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, so ordered. Our next case is AI-6, case number 20170406-25. The City of Palm Coast versus Guillermo Perez, 28 Clearview Court South, Palm Coast Code Section 35-67D, nuisance boathouse roof in disrepair.
For the record, respondent is not present. Code Officer Michael Haddon for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering evidence to see its composite one proving proper service along with photos that show the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case as follows. Current warning notice was written on the 17th day of April 2017, giving 10 days to comply. Reinspected on the 28th day of April 2017, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this case. Recheck of the property is conducted on a weekly basis since the notice was written, and again on the 31st day of July 2017, the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation as property and property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence in this case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion C, a fine violation order, recommending giving 5 days to comply or a fine of $50 per day, plus administrative cost of $69 to the city. This came in as a complaint from one of the boaters. Apparently the wind was blowing. Some of the tiles had already slipped off and hit the dock and bounced into the water. So it was written as a safety hazard. I've talked to the occupants who are renters, and they've talked to the owner with no response.
Are there any questions from the board members?
So it's the owner's responsibility to repair this?
Yes, sir.
I meant the tiles in. It's no big deal.
Are there any further questions? If not, I'll accept the motion.
The motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
Motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, so ordered. Thank Our next you. Case is AI-11, case number 20170509-29. It's a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Frank K. Jonas, 8 Farragut Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle in a residential district. Good morning.
Good morning again. For the record, the respondents are not present. Officer Rich for the City of Palm Coast. Entering in evidence the city's composite providing proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 30th day of October 16, a violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The 27th of November 16, a notice was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and that case was closed. On the 5th of February 17, a notice was issued. And upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice was issued on the 14th day of May 2017, being 1 day to comply. Reinspection was conducted on the 18th day of May 2017. The property was not in compliance. Recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 2nd day of August 2017, and the violation has been corrected. This is the fourth notice given for this same violation on this property and property owner. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring. Administrative cost of $53.50.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Is he just leaving that Massey car sitting there? Or has he just gone in the house?
He's since got a cover for it.
Oh, he's got
the
cover.
So now he's in compliance with the cover.
Okay,
I spoke
great.
With him.
What we want.
Are there any further questions? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 13, case number 2017-050691. A recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Margaret Franson, trustee, 55 Fisher Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 42-56, right-of-way obstruction.
For the record, respondents are not present. Code Officer Rich for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite providing proper service, along with photographs taken that depict the conditions and the date and time as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. On the 22nd day of March 16, notice was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. On the 16th of March 2017, notice was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. The current notice was issued on the 9th day of May 2017, giving 10 minutes to comply. A reinspection was conducted on that same day, and the violation was not corrected. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the second day of August 2017. The violation has been corrected. This is the third notice given on the same violation of this property and property owner. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine, standing order recurring, and administrative cost of $5,350. This is a rental. It was complaint driven, and when I posted the notice for the property manager, he wants me to contact him each time. And when I posted the notice for the hearing, it was back in the thing. He told me that they were going to be evicted because of other issues, not just this.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 17, case number 2017-060079, a recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Astrid Cruz, 13 Zenith Court, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
For the record, the respondents are not present. Code Officer Rich for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering in evidence the city's composite providing proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions of the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. 24th day of June 15, notice upon reinspection the violation was and the case was closed. 6th of August 15 and erected in the case 18 upon reinspection was conducted on that same day and the violation was not corrected. Recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the second day of August 17 and the violation has been corrected. This is the sixth notice given on this property and property owner. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city's requesting the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine, standing order recurring, and administrative cost of $5,350.
Are there any questions from the board members?
This is a rental house, I take it?
No, this nope. Actually is the owner of the house lives on two adjacent streets over. I guess the grandmother took ill, so they moved out of that house into the house with the grandmother to take care of the grandmother, and then have just not so much abandoned it because the water and electric is still on. They come every now and then, but they're not keeping up with either property now. So,
are there any further questions? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 22, case number 2017-050906, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Filiberto and Cecilia Portal, 21 Princess Kim Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a trailer in a residential district.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I am Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering in the evidence the city's composite proven proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 26th day of November 2013, a notice of violation was written and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 26th day of August 2016, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 18th day of May 2017 and given 60 minutes to comply. A reinspection on the 18th day of May 2017, the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the third day of June 2017, and the violation has been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus an administrative cost of $5,350 to the city. This gentleman's a landscaper, and I spoke to him briefly, and he said it wouldn't happen again.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 23, case number 20170-40236, City of Palm Coast versus Anna Kalsnick, 18 Princess Louise Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34B, parking in the swale between 1 and 6 a.m.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I am Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering to evidence the city's composite while approving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was written on the 13th day of April 2017 and given one day to comply. A reinspection on the 20th day of April 2017 and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. I conducted reinspections on 4/27, 2017, 5/11, 20 of 2017, 6/15 of 2017, and 6/22 of 2017, and in all cases it was still not in compliance. A recheck of the property was conducted board on the 27/2017. Property was not corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 5 days to comply or a fine of $50 per day, plus an administrative cost of $69 to the city. I spoke to one of the residents at the house during the day when I was posting the hearing notice, and he kind of alluded that there's a large family living in there, multiple rooms, and they have all these cars in the swale, and yet they still don't know what to do with all of them. So I asked the gentleman at the time to have the owner call me. No reply since the day of this code hearing.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Our next case is number 20170-50596, a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Michael M. Sandowski, Jr. and Lillian Z. Waters. Seamanship Trail, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a trailer in a residential district.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering to evidence the city's composite while improving proper service along with photographs. These photographs taken in the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts in the case are as follows. The resident was previously found in violation of the same code. That order was signed on the 11th day of April 2017. This violation was corrected. The repeat notice of violation was written on the 8th day of May 2017 and given 0 days. Fined until in compliance. This is a repeat number one. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code for a period between May 8th of 2017 to May 9th of 2017 and in compliance on May 9th of 2017. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 9th day of May 2017 and the violation has been corrected. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion D, complied, repeat violation requesting a fine of $100 a day, for one day and a violation for $100, plus an administrative cost of $69.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Like, he's kind of conducting business out of his house. He's got his
This is the gentleman I had in code board several months ago that accused me of peeking in his window and watching his baby being breastfed.
Slow day?
Slow day. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So I have been monitoring the property, and it seems like he's gotten the message, and the equipment is now being stored somewhere. I don't know, but I haven't seen it there in a while.
Are there any further questions? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 26, case number 20170413100. The same occupants, our same owners and address as previous, City of Palm Coast versus Michael M. Senkowski, Jr. and Lillian Z. Waters, 3 Seamanship Trail, Palm Coast Code Section 36-76D2, nuisance and dead vegetation.
For the record, respondents are not present. I am Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite proving proper service, along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the days indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was written on the 26th day of April 2017 and given 5 days to comply. The reinspection on the 8th day of May 2017 and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. I conducted reinspection dates on 5/15/2017, 5/22/2017, and the property finally came into compliance on 6/12/2017. I just want to make a note on that first picture that you saw with the fence post that on 4/12/2017, there was a prior notice of violation issued for the fence. He has now come in compliance for the fence, so I can't peek in his windows anymore. but I rechecked the property conducted before code board on the 12th day of June 2017, and the violation has been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation of the property and property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion A, no fine standing order, plus administrative cost of $53.50.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept.
Motion to case.
Second.
Accept the silver. Says opposed. Our next case number.
To evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with numerous photos. These photos depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice was issued on the 18th day of April 2017, giving 2 days to comply. Reinspected on the 22nd day of April 2017, and the property was not in compliance. Just a note, regular trash is picked up on Monday, and bulk trash is picked up on Thursday. The people, we've dealt with these people before, they put stuff out on a weekend, and it doesn't get picked up till Thursday. And this is just an ongoing situation. Every week it's something new. Proper notice procedures were followed in this in all cases. Recheck was conducted on 5/12, trash again. 7/7, trash again. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board yesterday, August 1st, 2017, and a violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property, property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 2 days to comply or a fine of $25 per day and administrative cost of $69 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Move to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 34, case number 2017040909, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Christopher Dale Berry, 11 Princeton Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, vehicle improperly parked.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with numerous photos. These photos depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 17th day of August 2015, a notice was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 20th day of February 2016, a notice was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 1st day of March 2016, a notice was issued, and upon reinspection, a violation was corrected, and the case was closed. The current notice was issued on the 18th day of April 2017 at 11:53, giving 15 minutes to comply. Reinspected on the 18th day of April 2017 at 12:55, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this and all cases. Subsequent rechecks was conducted on 4/29. 5-3, 5-4, and 5-11, and it was all still in violation. The final recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 25th day of May 2017, and the violation has been corrected. This is the fourth notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, and administrative cost of $53.50.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 40, case number 201705833, a recurring case, City of Palm Coast versus Christina Rose Fredericks, 30 Rice Lane, Palm Coast, Code Section 15-114A, Rubbish, Trash, and Garbage.
Good morning. I am Code Officer Shelley for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite, proving proper service along with photographs taken to depict the conditions and the date as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. On the 21st day of December 2015, the 29th day of November 2016, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 12th day of May, 2017, giving 3 days to comply, reinspected on the 19th day of May, 2017, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were as followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the first day of August 2017, and the violation has been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus an administrative fee of $53.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All those opposed, so ordered. Is there any unfinished business?
Did we do 39? No, we just did 40.
39 was withdrawn.
39 was withdrawn?
Yes.
Okay.
Withdrawn.
Oh, okay.
Again, is there any unfinished business? Old business? New business?
No business.
Announcement of the next meeting will be September 6, 2007. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to adjourn. Meeting adjourned.